And we are back.
Back from last week, of course. Welcome to the game plan. Of course, that makes me Jeremy, the Impact York. Thanks to Impact Media and Blog Talk Radio for allowing me to come on each and every week and talk some college football. We are going to get into some other stuff here in a minute. But always, as always, we talk Owls, Kennesaw State. We talk Panthers of Georgia State. There's a lot to talk about. Well, there's a good bit.
I won't say a lot.
But let's get into it, shall we? All right, I want to start. Today's episode is called Walking the Turnover Plank. I think you guys can see the references in that. And yes, there are a couple references. However, all right, let's get into it. I want to start with Georgia State. Georgia State, who is now 2-2 on the season, because they lost to Texas State in triple overtime, 37-34. Now, I could go through and give you stats, but if you ever play a triple overtime game, everybody's stats look pretty good for the most part, except possibly parts of the defense, because we're giving up 34 points. And that's kind of what I want to get into to start with, is Georgia State is not a bad football team. We know that. Dan Ellington has had this offense really booming. Special teams no longer an issue at kicker or punter or return game. Parts of the defense are pretty good, but there's a lot of parts that really need to get right. Ben Moore, friend of the show, friend of everybody, I believe, including myself, had a stat the other day where I believe it used to be a top 50 defense, and now all of a sudden, pick up a white courtesy phone. Where did they go? And it's not, you know, I don't want to just dump on them, because they're a good group of kids. They're a good group of young men, you know? And it's not just because I cover them, because you guys know I easily criticize when criticism needs to be there. Praise when it needs to be there, of course. But we got a Georgia State team that's averaging like 25 to 30 points a game. And they're giving up 40, you know? You just can't do that. I think a lot of inexperience and continuity as far as playing together, especially in the defensive back core. Linebackers a little bit here and there. I think, you know, there are a few people that are dinged up that have caused a few shuffles. And like I said, I think it's just either lack of experience of playing on this collegiate level, or just not, they haven't played together a whole lot. You know, you got to think back to the railroad days. The way they used to put tracks down was you had a guy who would hold the spike down where it needed to go, and another guy who would smack the spike with a hammer. Now, obviously, you would have to trust at that point. There's just not a lot more I think I can say. This is like with the railroad spike. Sure, you can trust. You can trust that guy with the hammer is going to hit the spike. But he may not. It just depends on how you're holding the spike. It could depend on how he's holding the hammer. There's so many different things that could make that go differently and be unsuccessful. And I think that's just what happened here. Just as they start to play together, I think it'll get better. It needs to get better in a hurry because this is a Texas State team that has not been very good, and yet they put up 37 points. Not 34, like I said. They put up 37 points and won. So Georgia State, is, especially the defense, has just got to buckle up and just really improve. They do have the bye week this week, which is going to help. But that's the right now. That's the Achilles heel of this team, and that's something they got to fix. And the offense can help them. You know, sustainable drives help. I mean, yeah, it's hard to be mad at a three-play drive that goes, you know, 65 yards and a touchdown. You know, what do you tell them? Oh, stop scoring so quickly. Well, you know, if you're flowing, you're flowing. But if you're in these longer drives, it does give the defense a little bit of a break. So it is kind of a team effort there. But beyond that, this is a team. You're only 2-2. Now you're 0-1 in your division. And we'll talk more about the post-bye after next week or during next week's show. But you know, you got a week to be at home and to get everything back on track, because what is it, next week? Let's flip the calendar here. Next week you got an Arkansas State team coming in that is ready to knock them off again. But Georgia State is easily, I mean, they should win at least six games this year, if not more. And they know it. But, I mean, you know, congratulations. You went to all the way to three overtimes, but you lost to a team that you should have beat. So, you just got to keep your chin up, got to keep digging, got to keep pushing harder. It's one game at a time, as Coach might say. Now, moving on, because they are walking the proverbial plank, and that's the Georgia State side of this. As far as the turnover plank, we all know that KSU made that famous in KSU, who knocked off Missouri State 35-24 over the weekend to go to 3-1. Ever since that devastating loss early on, they have buckled down and really, you know, not really saved their season. They were going to anyway, but they are showing that they are a slightly different team, but they are ready to grind it out. And you know, a lot of different faces in new places, but they seem to be settling in pretty nice. Daniel David seems to have been able to help. He's trying to make this team his, and I think he's definitely on his way to do that. He's a different kind of player and a different kind of leader than his predecessor, but he's still really, really good at what he does. And you can rely on him to just really do some good stuff. But, you know, the one we got to talk about, Bronson Rechsteiner, have yourself a day, sir. What was it? Over 200 yards rushing. I got that stat somewhere. It's, let's see if he posted it up even. No, maybe not. But over 200 yards. He had the touchdown. He had – There we go. Now we're starting to pull it up, huh? 221 rushing yards on 10 carries. That's an average of 22.1. He had a touchdown, and he had a 85-yard rush, which is the longest run in KSU history. Got named Big South Offensive Player of the Week for it. Hopefully you got an ice cream at Dairy Queen or something as well. We got to treat these kids right, you know? But you have yourself a day, sir. And sure, we all know who his dad is, and if you don't, look it up. Because that's how he initially got on my radar, even before I started covering the team. But when you meet this kid and you see this kid play, man, he runs angry and he runs downhill. And one of the most fun things I've done while covering this team was be on the sideline when he's breaking out to do a big run and watching the opposing defensive backs try their best not to tackle him, because it's going to hurt. And a lot of them don't want that train to hit him. But I always thought he was going to get that opportunity to break out. Turns out this year might be his breakout year. And if not, he's just had solid performances. So we're going to see a lot more from him. I don't know if he'll do the 200 mark again. But if you told me he was going to start averaging 100 a game, I would be right on board with that. I think Coach Bohannon would be too. But like I said, they are now at 3-1. They will host Reinhardt this Saturday at 6. I'll be there. Hopefully you'll be there too. Come early, come often. Make sure to try to find me. I will happily take photos if you guys are so inclined. And remember, if you take a photo with me and then you tag it, we will try to send some swag your way. Or if you're coming to another game, I'll bring it to you. But the turnover plank that Kennesaw is so inclined for, they are still wreaking a lot of havoc with that too. And they cause a lot of turnovers, which helps them. And it beats being the alternative walking the proverbial plank. Because people think you walk the plank, you're going to go off the end. No, many people that walk the plank actually turned around and got back on the boat. And I think that's what Georgia State's about to do. Kennesaw is already motoring the boat. They are boat racing people at this point. Other teams. And Reinhardt's going to give them a pretty good fight, but I think by the second half, Kennesaw is just going to start stepping ahead. Let's get into my picks real quick, and we will get out of here. For all of you who listen to both shows, we are doing Sports Club right after this, and because it falls on we're doing it on a Friday, I will talk a little bit about last night's game. All right. Actually did pretty well in my picks. The only one that I got wrong happened to be the first one, where I picked Michigan over Wisconsin. Whoops, 0-1 there. Told you to pick Cal over Ole Miss. That was a win. Told you to pick Auburn over Texas A&M. That was a win. Told you to take UGA over Notre Dame. Whew, that was almost not one, but it was a win. So I went 3-1 in my picks there. We'll get into this week. There is actually a game. One of these games happens later tonight. I happen to actually be wearing my Arizona State shirt because I like the logo and I like the shirt. But number 24, Arizona State, is going to take on number 23, Cal. I actually think that Cal is the only one that is still. These were as of last week. I think Cal is the only one that is still. Cal is the only one that is still ranked at this point. But that game is 10:30, I believe, tonight on ESPN. I'm going to tell you right now, take Arizona State. I think they're going to beat Cal. So take Arizona State. I like both teams, but that's not part of why I picked this game. I don't even know if these are ranks anymore, but I'm just going to go Washington State is at Utah. I believe that game is Saturday sometime. I don't know what network yet. I'm going to go ahead and tell you take Utah on that one. Virginia is at Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame is going to rebound. This is going to be another tight game, but this is a 3:30 NBC game. Notre Dame is going to rebound from their loss to Georgia. They showed everybody that they can hang with Georgia, so that's going to be a boost to them. They're going to be right back in the mix. And then Mississippi State at number 8, Auburn. I even have in-laws at Mississippi State, and they are fantastic people, but they don't play on the football team. The Bulldogs are not beating the Auburn Tigers. So take Auburn in that. That is a 7 p.m. ESPN game on Saturday. And that's actually going to do it for us. Look forward to seeing all of you guys and smiling faces at the game in Kennesaw on Saturday. And if not, just hit us up. But we will see you guys next week for another amazing episode of The Game Plan. I am Jeremy the Impact York. Deuces, gooses.